welcome to the World War II Veterans Honors Ceremony, honoring our World War II veterans from the Greatest Generation. Please give them a round of applause.
This is just amazing. I'm glad that we could pull this off.
Cindy Hildner is the daughter of a World War II veteran and a volunteer with Survivor Outreach Services at Fort Sam Houston. She helped organize the ceremony, which was attended by more than 50 veterans and their families.
In June was the 75th anniversary of D-Day, and we thought about the World War II veterans that we have right here in San Antonio that were unable to travel to Europe. So we thought it would be nice to honor them somehow.
A bright-eyed 93-year-old named Clark Wilson was among those honored. He waved at fellow veterans and found himself the target of hugs from people all over the room.
Well, I see a lot of them that I already know. We meet once a month and get together, have a breakfast, and just shoot the bull, as they call it.
Wilson graduated from high school in 1943, then joined the Army as a combat engineer in 1944. He landed on the beaches of Normandy just 3 weeks after the initial invasion.
There was a troop ship that preceded us, and they got torpedoed by a German submarine, and they lost 700 personnel. And that was about the same size unit as we were.
Wilson and his unit were rattled, but they went ahead anyway, acting as infantry replacements for those who had been lost. He's returned to Normandy twice since then, in 2002 and 2008, but wasn't able to go for this year's anniversary. Wilson says war has taught him a lot about life, and he's tried to pass those lessons along.
I used to be a school teacher. I tried to talk up patriotism and try to do your best, stay on the high ground, so to speak. We have a lot of division throughout the United States right now, but hopefully we can improve it, get it together again.
Every day, memories of World War II, its sights, sounds, terrors, and victories disappear. The men and women who fought in the conflict are mostly in their 90s, and the Department of Veterans Affairs reports that nearly 400 of them pass away every day. Carson Frame, Texas Public Radio News.